campus and follow our Instagram at Queens Board Game Club.
Tanya Dohaskigo, then on Zewa Dahun Sadaje, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodas, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock. And yes, as Nathan said there, you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. Ani Nichkiwank, Doug Farquhar, and Dijikas, Mima Sean Story. Is Na Minwa and Shnabi Neweywin. And Sean, you know, we're going to have some fun tonight on the show because we have a special guest sitting off in the Don Ross studio.
Yes,
and I'm hoping you can't hear me even. Okay. So all you have to do is talk. Yeah, just say hi. No, she can't hear. All right. I will have to go over and check that. Okay. Anyway, so Sean, I was looking at what we might have. Go ahead. What we might have for tonight. And now we have a guest, so we're going to have some fun and just chat with her about things that are happening and here at Aboriginal Voices, plus other things that are going on in the world with her. But I was pulling out some CDs, a few from that were requested from a while ago. And I'm thinking, okay, Krista Couture and her CDs were sent to us in 2020. Wow. And and so that means that that's 4 years ago. So 4 years ago in July. And so we're going to be able to play a couple of Krista Couture's songs. And that works well. And so... Oh, Sean's doing sign language out of the Don Ross studio. Wait, Sean, I'm going to turn both mics on, and I've got both mics on for you. Just talk for a second. No, something's not happening. I am hearing you, but anyway. But so Krista Couture will be coming up in a few minutes. And also a request, and I'm not quite sure if a programmer here at CFRC, Hugh, has... brought in a number of times and said, hey, could you play Mimi Obansoan? And but it wasn't Hugh who called, unless it's somebody that Hugh knows. But the one that was requested is called Stone Gaze. And so we're going to have some fun with that tonight. And so those will be two of the songs you're going to hear in the next few minutes. Krista Couture will be first. So the other thing, too, that we want to remind everybody here at CFRC is that it's our funding drive. And so our funding drive runs from November the 1st. Yes, I know. It's the 19th of November now here. And it runs to the 31st of December. So we're going to run right through to the winter solstice, and it'll be really... Then it'll be, when the funding drive's over, there'll be more light in the sky. So we'll see what happens. And so I'm thinking that we'll go to some music and then we'll connect up with Sean, I hope, at the Don Ross studio. So, you all set? Yeah, I think we have Krista Couture started, ready to go. And it's called Like Water, Like Earth.
Mother creature in need of comfort, her heart meeting the buried in concrete. Mother, them creatures are in need of them.
Are you a writer, keeping your distance on paper? The medium is much safer, and maybe they'll understand later. I can't believe stars. Chances are you won't make it, even if you fake it. But who are we to take it? No matter the shape, they will break it. I can't believe things will get better. There's no sign of a change in the weather. And don't tell me to calm down, settler. I see that you're making no effort. I can't believe that anyone would ever cause us harm. But here we are in armor.
Well, there you go, Sean. That was Krista Couture. Two lovely little songs that she has. First one was Like Water, Like Earth. And the second one was Far, Far Light of the Stars. And my goodness, have you seen the stars in the last couple of nights?
I have.
Yeah, now that the full moon has passed.
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, you watch that too?
No.
Oh, man, I love that
show. I watch them on YouTube. I watch the clips because I can't stand watching the show. Oh. Yeah. And that lovely laugh
comes from Holly.
Holly.
How are you?
Holly in the house.
Hello, I'm Holly in the house. I'm the guest star, I guess.
Yes, yeah.
You are.
Guest host, guest star. Sure, guest star.
You're the far, far light of the star.
Hey.
From the space.
From
space.
Yeah. Yeah, got him going for
it. Yeah.
I'm AI.
So Holly is here. She
I am here, yes.
Kingston. She is working. She is living the life.
Oh, good.
I am a Kingstonian. Yes.
Living here. You mentioned to me that you're going to go back to, you're planning to go back to school.
I am planning to go back to school, hopefully good. In January.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
And yeah, so right now I'm just working at Pedalworks, which maybe some shameless promotion right now. It's a great cafe in the at Princess and Parkway, if you have the chance to check it out.
They have good coffee and...
They have amazing coffee.
What's
you come
on the
for
menu
the coffee
for
and you stay for the connection. It's a great place.
Now, there's pedals there?
Yeah, so basically we do, it's a cafe / spin class studio.
Oh, okay.
My boss, Martha Williams, is an amazing spin class instructor, and she also offers yoga and things like that. And also, yeah, it's a bunch of art and stuff we feature there, too. It's just all around a great place if you want to come and hang out. I'm so awkward. I'm sorry.
No, gosh, at all. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So we're looking at having a number of guests come over the next couple of weeks and be part of it. So we're going to invite you to come back, or please at least plan to come back December, then whatever the second December, the date in December.
Because it's the annual. It's the annual.
Bake Off.
Christmas Bake Off.
Christmas Bake Off.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas Bake Off is coming.
You get to come in and sit it. We'll set up the mics and everything for you. And
do I get to taste the food?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to cook one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Whatever it is, you get to cook it. But we got the old wood stove over in the Buffy St. Marie studio.
Okay.
We're still going to have that?
I feel as though.
Or if they moved it.
I feel as though we have to change the name of the studio.
Okay.
I'm not much good at baking, but I could make a mean pizza.
Oh,
there you go.
That works.
Christmas
pizza.
Christmas pizza, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the idea is that we, over the years, Sean and I, and a number of guests coming and going through here, through the station, the idea is that you bring in and you bake something that reminds you of the tastes and the smells of this time of the year.
Oh.
And that's the whole idea.
So if you want to bake a pizza,
we have the wood stove ready to go.
And I like to tell this story, but so many years ago, too many years ago, we had Tuan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Tuan, he showed up and he brought spring rolls. We thought that he brought them, that he actually built them, but no, his mom slaved over a hot stove, created 50 dozen, I think,
yeah,
spring rolls, and brought them here, and Doug ate
two, and Sean
several
ate.
Thousand. Yeah, they were so good, and there was like dipping sauce in the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's what reminded him of this year holidays.
That's right. And Tuan was a programmer from 5:30 to 6 o'clock before we were on at 6 then in those days too. And
yeah, that's
forever
what we were.
At 6 o'clock on Tuesday nights. But Tuan that year, he said, "Well, I want," because Sean kept saying, "Get your mom to come back next year."
And definitely.
And Tuan said he can't come back because he was moving to Dalhousie University to continue. He just finished his master's student here and graduated from Queens with a master's. And he went off to Dalhousie to work on his PhD.
Some sort of science guy.
Yeah, very good.
But anyways, nonetheless, his mom was the star of the show because of the spring rolls.
And I guess in Sean's mind, that's what he remembers. Never remembers.
I mean, I love a good spring roll.
Tuan who?
And you know
the
what?
The spring roll guy, right?
Yeah,
and
that's it.
And his mom, Mrs.
Sean never remembers cranberries at this time
no.
of year, though.
Douglas is a cranberry fiend.
At Petalworks, we have this new, we're doing a turkey Swiss sandwich with some cranberry mayo, and We just did the test run last week, and a couple people, I was making it. I made the cranberry mayo. So
oh, whatever. Perfect. I know what you could make for the Christmas bake-off. I've never made cranberry mayo before.
It's a big hit, honestly. It's just a little bit, the regular mayo, a little bit of Dijon, some cranberry sauce. Yeah.
What? You stopped her from
doing that? No, I didn't want to give away the secrets, right?
Oh, right, okay.
Well, there's a few secrets that I left out, secret. Obviously.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Does it take long to make?
No, you can look up a basic recipe on ChatGPT or something.
There you
like
go.
Nice. All righty.
So just remind people about the funding drive. You were so busy. I've got a whole book for you.
I don't have the thing here anymore.
Brand new this week. Just
Douglas.
Yes.
So this is the new old book?
Brand new.
Okay. Tired of top 40 on repeat?
Maybe not.
Love local music and supporting the local music scene?
Yes.
Okay. CFRC welcomes local and touring musicians to our studios. Ready to play their music just for you, Doug.
Uh-huh.
Only you. CFRC needs to raise money and provide necessary equipment, better acoustics, and a better performance space for musicians who play live on our airwaves, and ensure more trained volunteers are able to host them on their programs.
Hmm. Now, this is interesting because CFRC, now we do have all this new digital technology.
Oh, my gosh, everything.
But in the past, it took a lot of work to do, but we were able to get groups here like the Ollivanders. Do you remember them?
Yeah, I remember them.
And in the Don Ross studio where Holly is sitting right now, we had Harry Benedict from Agua Sosne, and he came and he talked and played with his guitar, sort of just an impromptu singing, and then he gave us his digital music. And before that, we had Don Ross.
He was in there.
And he sat in the late 1990s.
Yeah.
So, we're going back with history.
I don't know why he doesn't come back.
Well, did you invite him?
No.
Oh. Well, anyway. We're happy to have, but it's the history of CFRC of bringing in musicians and giving them an opportunity to play. But it's much better now.
Wait, Doug, there's more.
Oh my goodness, there's more.
Please consider a gift of 50 or more to our annual funding drive, CFRC Help CFRC Kit. Find out live to air performance studio and train more volunteers to welcome live music performances on our airwaves.
Lovely. Great idea.
Here.
Yeah.
Out to the masses. Visit CFRC.ca today and give to Queens now. Well, it's not really to Queens.
No.
It's to CFRC to get a tax receipt for your donation. To CFRC through Queen's University.
It tells you on the web page how to go about doing that.
Yeah, I would tell you, but I can't get into our computer. Or you can donate securely through our website and get amazing free CFRC gifts.
Okay, good.
And chances to win raffle prizes from local businesses for every $5 donated.
Nice.
So if you donate 50.
Yeah, then you get 10.
There you go. I'm glad you did the math. You get
one written in front of me here.
So you get one raffle ticket and lots of CFRC swag.
I have a spreadsheet.
Is it swag or swag?
Swag. I don't know.
Is it swag or swag?
Swag, I would say.
Oh, there you go.
Shriz.
Okay. Nice.
Now you know I've been here too long. I have no idea what the two of you were talking about.
Yeah.
I hear young kids on the bus saying Riz. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm 27. I almost feel too old. But like the new
the
slang.
New vernacular, yeah.
Because like back when I was a teenager, like YOLO and yeah, buddy, were like the biggest things.
I know YOLO.
YOLO.
I'm yeah, afraid buddy. To ask what yeah, buddy is.
Swag, it was, yeah, and it was the same kind of thing as Riz, I guess.
Okay.
And
Riz as in the French form of
game,
rice?
Game, I guess, game. Like you have oh. game, you mm. have, you can
yeah.
talk nice. To women, I guess. I don't know. That's something.
Well, okay.
I almost feel, yeah, I almost no, feel that's... like I'm too old for that, too. Yeah. It's like, what does it mean?
Please. Speak my language.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Do we go to anything?
I have a song ready, and this was requested. And,
oh, Mimi.
Yeah.
Do you know Mimi?
Wendy requested this song. In fact, she requested the song and didn't know who the artist was.
So oh, did she?
It took me a few minutes to figure it out. Last Thursday.
Like Wendy, her mom?
No.
Oh, not, different Wendy. No, sorry.
Yeah, I thought that we were talking about her, too.
Oh, sorry. No.
Never mind. Maybe she did then.
Could be. I have no idea. She talked to me on the phone, so
could have
I would
been.
Recognize all Wendy's right, voice, right? Anyway, Stone Gaze was the song, but couldn't remember the artist, and so I'll tell you right now. Stone Gaze is the song, and it's Mimi Obonsawan, and it says here it was published in 2014.
This CD?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, well, the song.
It's like yesterday.
Yeah, 2014. Not bad. Right. And, yeah, it says, all rights are reserved by Mimi Obonsawan. And it was made in Canada.
Good.
Here you go.
With her eyes gone cold, CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting. To independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Oh,
Here we go. Yes, now, that was DJ Shove with Pow Wow's music. But it kind of confused me, Sean. But anyway, it was all...
Why? Yeah, why did it confuse you?
Because I was expecting DJ Shove to do the Pow Wow music, and that was more reggae. But then I noticed that the subtitle there is Salas. So there's a guest.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, so we did and then before that, Out of Bounds by Mimi Obanson, and that was the second one we did for Mimi, and her first one was Stone Gaze that we played a while back now. So, Holly, I think you might be ready to chat with us again.
Already?
Yeah.
Hello.
There we go.
How come you turned them all off?
Quality, stereo.
Stereo.
you're going to tell us a little bit about our funding drive. And is there one there that you wanted to read to us or not? No, I'll give you a couple of minutes to go over it. Because the funding drive is meant to be fun for everybody, but to give our listeners here at CFRC some information that about what the work that goes on here at CFRC. Sean talked about the funding for bringing in musicians and highlighting them. Many local musicians. It's amazing how many local musicians have been here this last this fall and last spring.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we had a drum guy over there. Not like our drum guy, like all kinds of drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a great thing to like support local music and encourage people to come out here and just like, hey, if you're a little bit shy, don't want to perform in the street, come down here and just like you can be anonymous or whatever you want and just kind of have a little room to hang out and sing or play your music and whatever. We're happy to showcase it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just want to give those voices to local artists because that's what builds community. That's what builds flavor to a community and is all that there's so much good talent out here. I see it on the streets. I see it in my jobs. I work for, like I said, I work for a local cafe and then I also work at Caboodle in the mall, which is a store that showcases small businesses. And I'm all about just seeing local art and having people showcase their stuff. Yeah, like I said, even if you're shy, I'm shy, and here I am today. So would love to see it. Would love to see it. The people of Kingston love to see it. Yeah.
I'm glad you're here and sitting in the Don Ross studio with us and sharing that. That is excellent, Holly. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
This is, you can come back every week and do one more for
definitely.
Us.
Definitely.
I'm really down. Definitely. I really like this guy.
You kind of like the Don Ross studio, too. I gathered that. Yeah. Although we haven't put up the coffee bar or anything for you, but yeah.
Well.
I already we had didn't a couple fire coffees up. Before. Oh, okay. So.
We'll have to fire up that old wood stove to make tea.
Yeah.
I've got wood ready for the December.
Oh, good.
Yeah, did you ever figure out the date in December?
No. Oh, let me look.
Oh, you're going to look.
This year, it kind of is, it falls on a Thursday.
The second Tuesday?
Sorry, the second Tuesday is the 10th.
The 10th, okay. So the 10th of December will be our bake-off here at Aberdeen.
What I meant to say was that Christmas Eve is on a Tuesday
night. Wow. We're going to have fun. We've got to make sure the chimney's cleaned out here, okay? Because we won't be on that late.
No.
Okay.
You should do some karaoke of Christmas music.
Christmas karaoke.
Christmas karaoke.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get all the instrumental songs. And then you can come in and sing along with us.
I'll do it. Or at least,
we'll keep you in the Don Ross studio, and our mics, my mic will be off if you want me singing. anyway, so that means that The 31st of December is on a Tuesday night. So you get last show of Aboriginal Voices for 2024 would be the 31st of December.
Yeah, that's the night.
Yeah, and then with 7 days later, we'll be live on the air again in a new year.
The first one in 2025.
That's it. Episode number 1565 or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we should.
We can
start naming them.
Yeah.
We can't count that high.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's like when I say how old I am.
I can't do it count in decades. That high either,
I do it in decades. I'm still under 10.
Oh, true.
Okay.
True, you would be under. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you would be under 10.
Good. I'm just.
Although I did have to think about it.
What? You mean I caught you off guard? I can't
believe that. A little bit. No, yeah, you can.
Yes. News.
There is no.
No news. Oh,
well, our computer is down, so no news.
Is that good news?
I hear tell snow is coming, though.
Oh. Yes. Who told you that?
Well, there is another station out there.
Okay. What?
That I, in fact, listened to. And they said, hey, you got your snow tires on?
Oh, right.
Because it's coming.
Is that right?
Well, that's what they said. Out west, right?
Well, they've already had, snow in Alberta. Everything like that.
They usually get it before us.
Yeah, they had it a month ago, and it's crazy.
Oh, was it a month ago?
Yeah, at 10 degrees in November.
It's not looking good.
Anything but climate change, guys.
Uh-huh. Well,
the alternative.
Now, you mentioned about listenership. There's a survey.
There's a survey too.
Yeah, and you're not going to make me do it again this week. You can take
that's right. We did that last week.
The CFRC 101.9 FM survey online. So go to CFRC.ca, and the only thing they ask you. Well, I don't know. I didn't get past this part, but they ask where I was listening, and it's only the three digits of your postal code.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. How big
is
it?
So they don't know.
Well, but it's within a certain area away from...
Certain geographic area. Do we still get to use the postal code?
You can use it all you want. You're just going to have to wait longer to get it delivered.
The postal code, changes. I don't know. My postal code changed by, one letter when I moved.
Is that right?
In Kingston, yeah. It was 3E8, and then it was
3E6. Oh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's from my last place.
The post office folks will know where that is.
Oh, but they've been protesting, outside of the...
They'll still know where
Canada
it is.
Post office.
Yeah. All right. I have another song. Do you have anything else, Sean?
Well, no. There's a couple of things here. I don't want to get into them just yet, but it's kind of an interesting title.
What is it?
No, I ain't gonna tell you. I'll tell you. I'll tell you when we cut the mics.
Okay. I have Willie Nelson set up ready for you. You okay?
Willie Nelson?
No. Willie Thrasher. I don't know why I said Nelson. I know why, because I was looking at Nelson Little, who is from Manitoba.
That's how the mind works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to mention that Willie Nelson is still touring.
Is he?
And I thought he was dead.
No, he's 91, 92 or something like that. He's still out there.
Okay. So if you look on my screen, you'll see first name Willie. The second song is Nelson. Okay. So, but it's Willie Thrasher is going to do Wolves Don't Live by the Rules.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we're going to do.
And Nelson Little, Take the High Road. Okay. And that's That's what I want to do for you.
All right.
Should we do it now or do you want
to? No, go ahead.
Did you have something else you wanted to
do? No, I don't. I told you I don't have anything.
Aw, you're no fun at all. I was thinking you'd just do it live. Here we go. This is Willie Thrasher. Wolves don't live by the rules. ago. That was Nelson Little. Don't you laugh at me, Sean. Nelson Little with Take the High Road, and he's from Manitoba. And before that, Willie Thrasher with Wolves, Don't Play by the Rules. Holly's in the control seat now. Holly, how are you liking the music that we have so far?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm having fun mixing it all up just for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, being part of Aboriginal Voices now, as we go through doing the songs and we talk, you've been put into the Dawn Ross studio, and now we've given you a chance to sit at the controls. Are you getting a feeling for what radio is like?
I am, and I mean, I've always considered myself very awkward about speaking in public and stuff, but I'm liking learning how it works and everything like that.
Well, I'm glad you are, because tonight you're going to press that. That's good. And you're also going to introduce our next song coming up. And who do you have? What CD did you have?
So I have Krista Couture. And I believe we are going to play Water to Sail right now.
There's a point that I get to, there's a line that I cross, there's a moment when I notice, I'm lost when I reach the horizon, when I reach for the flame, when I reach the conclusion, there is no one to blame. Oh, safe harbor, I see your light, I'm headed for you, yeah, I need you. Water to sail. I don't know what to do here. I don't know where to go. I don't know what I'm saying, so I stutter. Headed for you, yeah, I need you tonight. I've been weeping, you probably can tell, but only weeping gives me water to sail, water to sail.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Well, there you go. Holly, you're doing a great job here for us, and Actually, we got about 30 seconds, 20 seconds now in this first hour before we start. And we're going to let Sean do the top of the next hour. But, you know, as we get going, part of our funding drive is, as you heard our station manager there, talked about keeping